We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by Pastor Bob Geckler on August 12, 2018, at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida. The title is, Are You Hungry?
The gospel reading for today comes from the gospel according to John chapter 6. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him, because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, And they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of our Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Are you hungry? Some of us can nibble all day long. Others probably have very set times of the day for meals. Regardless of our routines of eating, it is a necessary thing for all of us. Our bodies need food for nourishment. The vitamins, the minerals, all the things we need, they become part of our physical bodies. I can imagine you can remember, as I can, your mother taking care of you when you were sick, bringing a bowl of soup, insisting, you've got to eat to get your strength back. It wasn't just an old wives' tale. It's true. No food, no strength. I think Mom was right, too, that you need more than just cake, cookies, and candy, but that's a whole nother story. We need, not just want, but need nourishing food for our bodies to live and be rejuvenated. In our Old Testament reading from 1 Kings, we heard of Elijah fleeing into the desert, ready to give up. He was exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. He sat down under a tree and prayed, Lord, take away my life. Let me die. Have you felt that way at times? I have. It's not a good feeling. And I encourage you that if you find yourself feeling that way, talk to someone. None of us needs to face life's challenges alone. That's part of why many folks go into ministry. There are pastors, counselors, and friends there to listen and to help. Don't go it alone. Getting back to our friend Elijah in the desert, God didn't answer his request by taking his life, but rather he sent an angel to tell him to get up and eat. And God provided a cake of bread and a jar of water for him. Twice this happened, but those meals of food from God gave him the nourishment he needed to proceed on his journey. In our gospel reading from John, we have another reference to nourishment. Jesus tells his Jewish listeners, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." That didn't go over very well. They grumbled and complained because they knew Jesus as the son of Joseph and Mary. And now he says, "I came down from heaven." Beyond that, this bread of life gives eternal life. The Jewish people knew about bread, and they knew about bread coming from heaven. Their ancestors sojourned in the desert for 40 years and were sustained by this bread from heaven, this manna, as recorded in Exodus and Numbers. This bread from heaven sustained the Israelites, but it didn't give them eternal life. They did die a physical death. Of course, God did not promise them that this manna would somehow keep them from experiencing death. Bread. Bread is a major staple of life across cultures. It certainly takes on different forms, but it's the same idea. Grains are milled into flour, mixed with various ingredients, baked in some way, whether in ovens or on rocks or in a pan, then eaten and enjoyed, providing a significant part of nutritional needs for people the world over. Maybe that's why God made it smell so good when it bakes. Unfortunately, not many folks bake bread at home anymore and miss out on that aroma. It's just too easy to pick up a loaf of bread at the store instead. Does anyone remember bond bread? Someone. It was a competitor of Wonder Bread. They claimed their bread had the same quality ingredients as homemade. I grew up in the Hartford, Connecticut area, and just the other side of the street from the church I grew up in was a Bond bakery. Simply a coincidence. But when we think of Jesus as the bread of life, that bakery takes on a whole new meaning. So often, the entire neighborhood would be filled with the sweet aroma of baking bread. An aroma that would make your mouth water for just a taste of that bread. Hopefully, the church fills the air with that aroma too. That appeal to come and taste the bread of life. Jesus had plenty to say to his listeners that day, but for the most part, they just didn't get it. Do you think that perhaps they were just not as up on things as we are? Maybe we'd like to think that, but then why don't we get it either? We might want to say that we do, but do we live like we do? In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the epistle that we had earlier. He summed up by telling them, in words of a slightly different version, to be imitators of God. He laid out several examples of what we should do, but it can be summed up in Jesus' command to love one another as I have loved you. Is that really what we do? We hunger for God, and we hunger to live as God calls us to live. We cannot fill that hunger on our own. We need Jesus, the bread of life from heaven, to nourish us along life's path. Jesus doesn't say that our path, our life's journey, will not have bumps in the road. It will have sorrows, aches, pains, suffering, and yes, death. But these are the struggles of this world. Jesus suffered and he died. But he was raised to new life. I am the living bread that comes down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. That is Jesus' promise to you and to me. Are you hungry? Then eat. Take in that spiritual food, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. Let that spiritual food nourish you and become a part of your entire being. Jesus said, "Whoever believes has eternal life." May it be so for you. Amen. And please be with me again in the spirit of prayer. Lord Jesus, we face choices day in and day out. May we choose to nourish our spirits and guide our paths with you. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on August 12, 2018, at the First Presbyterian Church of Lehigh Acres, Florida, by Pastor Bob Geckler. The title was, "Are You Hungry?" Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.